now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Welcome back to the Earshot 20. We are now about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edman. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. There he is. Look at you.
Hey.
You're right there.
The top 10 is crazy.
Is it? How crazy is it? Do we have a new number one again this week?
No.
Oh. Then it's not that crazy. I don't know. But we'll see what happens. It all comes from earshot-online.com. Brian, we'll let you know what you find if you go to that website.
It's such a great website. It bodes telling you about it twice every single week, and you should definitely go and check it out. If you've never been there, you've been missing out. It is, again, earshot-online.com. Just search for Earshot in whichever search engine you choose, and you'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report reported for the week ending Tuesday, May 31st, 2016, this week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, where you'll find the most played, the national top 50 most played albums across Canada for this week and for previous weeks, and soon for future weeks. And you can also find the national, in amongst the national top 50, you can find the top 30 most played albums on over 30 campus and community radio stations. That becomes the national top 50. You can also find genre charts for regional and national charting for electronic, hip-hop, international, loud, folk roots, and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, features, and so much more, as always, at earshot-online.com.
Did you know that there are about 20 different search engines?
No.
I just looked this up because you were talking.
I can only think of about five, and I can only think of about three that are in like popular usage.
So some of them are multilingual, like DuckDuckGo search engine.
Oh, I have heard of that actually. Yeah.
English, Gigablast.
No, don't know that one.
Yahoo.
That's well known.
Google.
Yeah.
Munax.
Well, what? How do you spell that?
Munax. Oh. Munax. And soso.com. Chinese.
These are all new to me.
I didn't know. But do you know what you can search if you're on any one of those? Our Facebook page. Facebook.com.
Did you try?
Well, no, actually I didn't. So I'm making false claims.
Maybe you were blocked.
Maybe.
By some of these people.
Yeah, some of them. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. At earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. And earshot20@gmail.com. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so. And we also like to hear from emerging Canadian bands or artists like yourself. If you are one of those and you want to reach out, we will give you a feature, which is an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please do reach out. Top 10 this hour of the program. Steven's back with more music news, and Brian has the lowdown. And as we determined in the last hour of the program, I said Anoni and James Blake from last week were going to be into the top 20 this week. My predictions, I think, I don't know what's happening. Brian claims that it's because I'm a week behind. My predictions get on 2 weeks after I make the prediction, but that's not very good.
One of your predictions, for instance, from 2 weeks ago, fell off the charts the next week. That was bad.
That was
bad. Now they're back at 22. So
okay. Well, who knows what'll happen?
The charts are at the whim of campus and community radio DJs across Canada. So you know,
it's hard to determine.
Yeah, it's, you know, I find these charts really interesting for a lot of reasons, but that's one of the reasons. You know, I feel like some of the other charting things that are out there that are based on, you know, other things and commercial radio or YouTube plays, stuff like that, like they could be kind of predictable at times, and like stuff sits still for a long, long time. You'll have an artist with like the number one single for like 50 weeks in a row. But our charts are wild because it's just so many new interesting things are coming out, and it's great to have the opportunity to play for you some of them today.
All that stuff. All right, well, let's get into it. We'll start at 10, make our way up. And of course, as I said, coming up in a little bit, more music news with Steven.
Well, for instance, a quick rise from the new record from Daps Records. It is Hooded Fang. Their new one is called Venus on Edge. At number 10, all the way up from number 18, on quite a tour coming up very soon, including a spot at Savvyfest in May, also becoming to the home of this radio program in St. John. They're on tour with Bart, who are also playing Cybefest and also a band that we played previously. We're going to hear a track from them called Plastic Love. Tim Hecker after that, dropping from 6 to 9, is Love Streams, and Voice Crack will be the song you hear. And our number one for many, many weeks in a row and being unseated by our number one again this week and dropping from 2 to 8 for the charts for the week ending Tuesday, May 31st, 2016. It is Black Mountain from the record 4. You'll hear Cemetery Breeding.
I feel like you're excited to see Bart at Cybefest if you go. Are you excited?
The additions to the lineup are really, really awesome. This is probably one of the better Cybefest lineups in recent years. They're always really good, but there's definitely tons of bands I'm interested in seeing, and I won't be there.
Oh, that's sad news. I'll have to go in our place and do all of the cheery things that we do. But we'll be partnered with them. We've already started talking about it, so look forward to that. Anyway, here it is. Your number 10 this week, Hooded Fang, a song called Plastic Love. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
For the old days, but you
Earshot 20. Number 9. Shot 20. Number 8.
Suicide. Oh, when your lips fell on my together, walking in the graveyard. To the void, take me away and go. I just want you to know, you're my everything. I will love you forever.
That was Cemetery Bring By Black Mountain from 2-8 is the record for. Voice crack in the middle there from Tim Hecker. His latest is called Love Streams. It's at number 9, dropping 3 spots. And a quick jump to our second hour from our first hour. It is Hooded Fang. Last week 18, this week number 10. The record is called Venus on Edge. And you heard Plastic Love.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. A break from the charts again as we head to the phone line. Catch up with Steven. He's still there with us and has more music news to talk about. And that's going to kick off. If you've ever wanted to, I mean, I obviously wouldn't mind living in Neil Young's childhood home. What about you?
I wouldn't mind it at all, other than I would have to live in Omini, Ontario, which is a very fun name for a city.
Yeah.
It is, of course, widely known that Neil Young lived in both Toronto and Winnipeg at the start of his storied music career, but his childhood years were spent in rural Omini, Ontario, and now the home that Young grew up in has hit the market. A real estate listing for the property describes the house as a, quote, stately home situated on 1.75 acres located in the quaint village of Omimi, which is, of course, located between the cities of Peterborough and Lindsay, Ontario. The house was owned by the Young family from the 1940s until 1953 and is now for sale for a very reasonable $299,000. You know, that's a home price you'll never find in Toronto. Trevor Hosier, collector of Neil Young memorabilia and former operator of the now-closed Youngtown Museum, told MyKawartha.com that Young's memories of the home and village remain very fond and that he hopes a buyer will purchase the home for its relevance to the rock icon. There's a link to the official listing at exclaim.ca where you can also take a virtual tour of the house and property. There's an embedded player. It looks very nice. It's a very sunny, very charming neighborhood.
It does look like a beautiful home. And again, like just to know that you are doing some growing up or maybe even having your kids growing up in the home that Neil Young did, there's got to be an element of the hopefulness that by osmosis, some of the brilliance will seep into them.
I'm also curious to see, you know, particularly in bigger cities, there's always a little bit of almost bidding going on that really raises the price of a home. So the asking price is $300,000, but I do wonder how much it'll go up because of that. I'm not sure.
All right, we will flip it over to our next story. James Blake is going to be heading out on a North American tour.
Yeah, James Blake just released his third studio album, The Color in Anything, at the start of this month. And now he's announced a North American tour in support of the new record. An appearance at Bon Iver frontman Justin Vernon's Eau Claire Festival in August will lead into a string of dates in both Canada and the United States throughout September and October. The tour schedule will bring him through Canada in October, where he'll play Montreal's Metropolis and Toronto's Massey Hall on October 5th and 7th. He'll then head west to Vancouver, where a performance at the Orpheum Theatre is slated for October 13th. These are, of course, new venues for Blake, who has previously played, you know, smaller venues in the hundreds. Now he's playing venues that hold up to 1,000 and more people, which, you know, is a really nice reflection on how his career's gone. His new album is as good as ever. Do check it out and head to exclaim.ca to see all the dates. Tickets will go on sale on June 3rd, so if you haven't got them already, go check it out.
And James Blake actually made his way, not into the top 20, into the program, but was on the charts. So I'm sure we'll be hearing from him at some point. Also making their way onto the charts and certainly probably up into the top 20 at some point is the next group that we're going to talk about. And that is Pup. They've got a new album and now they have a tour coming as well.
Yes, they do. If you haven't heard the new Pup album, you should. If you haven't got the new Exclaim issue, it has Pup on the cover. We are thrilled to be supporting such an excellent band. The band have been touring relentlessly for the past 2 years, and they're now ready to take on the world again, having announced an expansive tour in support of their latest effort, which is titled, in a tongue-in-cheek manner, The Dream is Over. The band's global trek will see them make their way through the US, the UK, Australia, and their home and native land. After a handful of American dates, the band will pop up in Ottawa and Guelph at Ottawa Blues Fest and Hillside Festival, respectively. Then they'll head to the UK before returning to home turf in October, with dates lined up in such Canadian cities as Halifax, Quebec City, Vancouver, Calgary, Saskatoon, and Winnipeg. I had the great pleasure of taking in their recent hometown gig in Toronto. It was insane. I'd forgotten how fun it is to go to, oh God, I'm old, to go to all ages shows. Teenagers at the front were having a hell of a time. It was a night before their album was released, and they knew every single word. Anyone from the GTA will also know that a song on the new album titled DVP is named after the Don Valley Parkway, which is traditionally the way that suburban kids get to Toronto to see shows. So a lot of nostalgia happening there. Make sure you see this band while they tour. They're absolutely incredible. They really are. Find all their dates at exclaim.ca and find them on the cover of our new issue, which I said has the festival guide. So if you're making plans for the summer, you're going to need that guide.
Sage advice from you, sir. All right. Well, that does it for the music news for this week. But like you said, exclaim.ca. So much more. So check it out. Steven, thanks so much for joining us again this week, and we will now turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. Based on that show and that cover story, I think I have to shout out Pup one more time. This is the first song from their new album, and it really says a lot about where they've been the last 2 years. The song is called If This Tour Doesn't Kill You, I Will. It starts off with a little bit of acoustic guitar and then it sort of explodes. So I'll leave you to hear that right now. It's Pup on Earshot Radio.
If this tour doesn't kill you, then I will. I hate your guts and it makes me ill. Seeing your face every morning. One more month and 22 days. If this tour doesn't kill you, I may. Counting down the miles till we leave the state. I'm counting down the minutes till I can't erase every memory of you. For a second, let's be honest. Nothing will clean your filthy conscience. Everything you do makes me wanna vomit. And if this tour doesn't kill you, buddy, I'm on. Ah!
Earshot 20, number 7.
Dancing on you. You've got the eyes of the Lord.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Eyes of Them All from a record making its debut on our program, but not within the national top 50. Andy Schoaf has a new album out on Arts and Crafts called The Party. It's at number 6 after being at number 36, I believe, in a debut spot the week before. And that was Eyes of Them All. Bus Ride in there as well from Kachinada from his new record, his debut 99.9% at number 7, up from number 12.
All right. Lowdown now.
We can do that, sure.
All right, let's do it. So we're going to take it. Well, I don't know. I just feel
mixing
like,
it up.
Yeah, I just feel like it's good to throw a curveball every once in a while. And I'm anxious to make picks because I'm looking at the list and I know
real obvious ones.
I really know that I'm going to get at least, like, I have 3 that I'm going to pick.
Yeah,
there's 4. I have 4 I'm going to pick.
There's at least 2 albums on here that I would actually be legitimately shocked to not find them in the top 20 next week.
4. Count them 4. I'm going to tell you what they are. But first, we're going to give you a look at albums that are debuting below the top 20. We can't play the whole national top 50 every week, but we'd like to let you know what's entering because some of them could make their way into our program, and it's the Lowdown.
Yeah, we're diving into the summer with some big Canadian summer releases, and we'll tell you about some of them today as they fall within our 7 debuts below the national, the top 20 within the national top 50. Ray Partey at number 49 is our lowest debut with a new record called All Lit Up. The very, I shouldn't say long-awaited, but perhaps long-awaited for some. Depends how impatient you are. A new album by Pup, a big summer record from them called The Dream Is Over. They're playing Halifax Pop Explosion coming through the Maritimes pretty soon. And I'm sure they're on a larger tour beyond that. It debuts at number 41. Adrian Teacher and the Subs have a new record out on You've Changed Records called Terminal City at number 38. Islands put out 2 albums a week or 2 ago, and one of them comes into our charts. I believe the previous one was on here as well. It's at number 36, and it's called Should I Remain Here at Sea. Cowpuncher have a new one out as well called Hustle at number 34. A new EP by Braids called Companion on Flemish Eye is at 31. And our highest debut at 26 this week on Last Gang Records, it is Holy F with a new album called Congrats.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. I think that some of your picks are misguided.
You think? my favorite, let me say that my favorite title first is Cowpuncher. I don't think they're going to make it into the top 20, but my favorite title is Cowpuncher.
Look at the cover too. It has a lion roaring on it.
Are lions cowpunchers? I don't know. Okay, so here are my predictions to make it into the top 20. Pop, definitely going to make it. Islands, definitely going to make it. And Braids, definitely gonna make it.
Oh, you're not gonna pick Holy F?
I feel like they are, but I don't wanna get ahead of myself.
Oh, I think you're
and if I pick them, then I picked four of seven. Okay, Holy F. Holy F's gonna make it too.
Sorry, no. That's my pick.
Oh, okay.
In the past I would say that EPs wouldn't have much of a chance of making it onto the charts, but people are definitely gravitating towards them. We have 2 big EPs by Solids and Walrus on there, so yeah, as you can see, lots of big Canadian names on our debut list this week to join our already like crazy charts. The charts have been the most all over the place that I've seen probably since we started the program. There's a lot of big Canadian releases this year, and lots of cool stuff, including perhaps some people running down their Polaris long list, because the deadline is coming up very soon for people to submit those as well, and has to be something that's been released by the end of May. So
in order to make it in for
this year. So I'm sure we'll be talking about that soon, but that's just something that's on the back of my mind too. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thanks for that, Brian. We have number 5 and number 4 to bring your way now. Brian's going to tell you what's coming in at those spots.
At 5, Sitting Still, it's Operators from Blue Wave. You'll hear Bring You the Head, and then Pure Heart by Plants and Animals. Rising from 9 to 4 is Waltzed In from The Rumbling.
Shoulder full, nervous trigger man. Over your shoulder full.
expected when you're on the surveillance and I'll introduce you to its favorite phone. Constant companion for the long walk home. Constant companion for the long walk home. Break me the head, beautiful, empty and cold, but she loves me. Yes, I tear up the corners and there's more than lines of endless code. Stop transmission on a long walk home. Stop transmission on a long walk home.
Open and love with the pure heart.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Pure Heart by Plants and Animals at number 4 from 9, Waltzed In from The Rumbling, and Operators at number 5 from the record Blue Wave. You heard Bring Me the Head.
And I forgot to tell you this at the beginning of the program. Like, I wanted to tell you this at the very beginning, but then I thought maybe I'd jinx it. Now is a good time because we're almost done. That this week, because I told you last week that I always put up a word of the day on the board in the office. And this week, one of our words of the day was tickety-boo. And wow, when I saw it, I was like, you know what? That's going to be our program. It's just going to run tickety-boo this week. And it did. It was great. It was so good. It's
one of my favorite. Did you write this calendar?
No.
Because you love that word.
I do love that word. There are many words that I love. That is one of the words. And tickety-boo. It was a tickety-boo program. But we still have 3 more albums to get to. And now that I've cheated, I've noticed that one of my picks not only made it into the top 20, but jumped an incredible amount this first set.
But they were a pick of yours from 2 weeks ago.
I don't care. They still got it.
From number 28 to number 3, it's Jessie Lanza. Her new sophomore release is called Oh No, and here is new OG to kick off our last set this week.
Oh,
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
Mister, can you help a friend? I've been down, so down, took more than I could stand. I went down to be saved by the riverbed, but no one came back. Forget everything I said. Don't go reading between the lines, just fucking with your head. Don't you know, nothing comes free. But I felt you, and I knew that you loved me.
It's the Earshot 20.
Our number one most played album across Canada on campus and community radio for a second week in a row. It is Soons with their new record, Hold Still, and a track called Nobody Can Save Me Now. Radiohead at number two, up one spot this week, is their new album, A Moon-Shaped Pool, and you heard a track called Dex Dark. And for the first time on the program in the third week on the charts, up from number 28 all the way to number 3. It is the new album by Jesse Lanza called Oh No, and you heard New OG.
And maybe chatting with Jesse next week. So something to look forward to for the episode next week. That does it for the top 20 this week. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week, countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That is the National Campus and Community Radio Report. Check it out. Brian tells you about it at the beginning of the program every single week. You also can hear the program. It airs first Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all.
I'm going to go high five as many of them as possible next week.
All right, because you're going to be at the national conference. So
we'll give them all. High fives.
And if anybody says, how do I get a high five? Say, just air the earshot 20.
Or $10.
Or 10 bucks.
That's what the going rate
is. Do I get a cut of that?
Oh, no.
Okay. You can also, Brian's not going to be part of this program anymore. You can also find us online, radioforall.net, to download the program, or you can podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in. And we'll join you next week with a brand new countdown. Until then, stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.